Joe Biden disowning his granddaughter goes deeper than originally thought. Welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Don't forget to go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, or support us to help the channel to grow and strive. Share and tell everyone about it. So, let's get right into the story. Let's not waste any time here. We have a story here about Joe Biden disowning his granddaughter. And apparently it goes much deeper than originally thought. Amidst all the proclamations of the supposed incredible decency and love of the Biden family has been a very uncomfortable reality. Joe and Jill Biden have disowned their small granddaughter. After Hunter Biden recently settled with the mother of the child to reduce his child support payments, the situation once again found itself in the public eye. This time, things escalated further, though. Not only did the president's son reduce his payments by a huge amount, but part of the settlement was denying his own daughter the use of his last name. In, you know, sidebar here, you're doing her a favor. You don't want to be burdened with that last name. So don't think of it as a negative. Think of it as a net gain. It's a net gain. That last name can only do bad things for you. So I'm just saying, it's not a bad thing that you can't have that last name. Think of it as a blessing. As a father, I can't even begin to process what kind of person does something like that. But responsibility for this situation doesn't end with Hunter Biden himself. Behind him stands two enabling parents who have openly joined him in assuring the child in question is shunned and effectively erased. For years, Joe Biden has stated he only has 6 grandchildren. Some of that has been written off as him being senile. But I suppose the excuse is that if he never sees his granddaughter, why should be expected to remember she exists? Why should be expected? Okay, I don't know. That sentence doesn't sound right to me. But anyway, but a new report is shedding light on just how deep the plot goes. Per 2 sources reported on the New York Times, of all places, yeah, exactly, White House aides are being told to specifically, they're being told specifically that the Bidens only have 6 grandchildren. I'd ask how the Bidens could possibly get away with such a directive, but then I remember they are Democrats, and how that means that nothing matters. That's what it means. Still, what a brazen move. Not only are they disowning their granddaughter for no reason other than disgust and spite, and through no fault of the child, but I wonder how old a child is, by the way. I'm not sure. Is it a baby? I haven't really followed it. Don't really care about the Bidens, honestly. But they are designing an entire messaging strategy around the disowning, making sure White House aides are the same on the same page. It'd be one thing if Hunter Biden were just a terrible human being going rogue. In that case, Joe and Jill would be expected to back away from him and his transgressions while still seeking to be part of their granddaughter's life. That's exactly how my parents would respond. I think most parents would, if I put them in a similar position. Most parents would. They wouldn't cease to love me, but certainly they'd hold me to account for my behavior before disowning an innocent grandchild in support of me. It's true. It's just silly. Again, the logical explanation here is that Joe and Jill Biden are just awful people. Bingo. Even if there was something wrong with the mother for Biden's to stay away from her and her child, and I believe the opposite is true. I don't think anything's wrong with the mother. This is what they're saying here. I don't know the situation. I'm just reading, reporting. Don't shoot the messenger. Is this really how arrogant the president and his wife have become? That they believe that they can get away with acting this way? That's a rhetorical question at this point. Yep, it is rhetorical. Of course they do. Of course they do. They feel they can get away with it, so they're doing it. Again, it's a net gain. Don't think of it as a negative that is your child can't have the Biden last name. You're doing the child a favor. I don't know how old the child is. If someone knows, they can leave a comment in the description, but no idea. No idea at all. Anyway.
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
Until next time.